Barry Rodriguez, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
So for voters who don't know who you are that well, tell us who you are and why you're running for governor.
So I am the current lieutenant governor here in Wisconsin, but I have spent most of my career in healthcare. I'm actually a nurse by background, and I've worked in so many different roles within healthcare, whether it's night shifts in the ER all the way to being an executive within a healthcare system. And one of my roles as lieutenant governor is that I get to go to all 72 counties. And I have done that every single year that I have been lieutenant governor. And when I talk to people there, they're telling me the same thing, that they are doing everything right, but they're feeling squeezed. And whether that's accessible, affordable health care, cost of housing, cost of child care, we keep raising our taxes to pay for our public schools. I mean, these are the things that people are talking to me about, and these are the things that I would like to be able to address as governor.
Is there a single issue that drives you as a candidate, or perhaps a lane within the Democratic Party that may define you?
I think that I have so much experience within healthcare, which is a complicated space. And we've seen what's happening now in Washington, where they're taking away the subsidies for the Affordable Care Act. So people who are going to get their insurance on the exchange, these are small business owners. These are farmers. These are people who are trying to make a living. And their premiums are going to double, maybe even triple in Wisconsin. And so having somebody who has that expertise in healthcare to be able to do that here in Wisconsin and actually make a demonstrable difference in people's lives, that's something that I'm really excited about.
How much money do you think